Hello again, this is Dr. Dinah Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minute. Today's topic is, I don't recognize myself anymore. I'm talking about all the women in menopause who suddenly find themselves to be a very different person than they once were, who find themselves to be constantly irritable, or emotional, or apathetic, or all of the above. You might have experienced this kind of irritability as intolerance with your spouse, your kids, friends, or coworkers. How is it that they just cannot do anything right? You find yourself quick to anger, to lose patience over the smallest of things. You find yourself reacting emotionally to things that people say to you, to stories in the news. You find yourself easily overwhelmed. One time, when I first started losing my sex hormones, I found myself crying at a dog food commercial. That's when I knew something was wrong. I mean, those puppies are cute and everything, but anyway, I am not making light of this. This kind of emotional volatility has a tremendous effect on how we feel each day and on our primary relationships. I have heard from many patients when they first come to see me that their marriage is in trouble, or they're becoming estranged from their children. And of course, for many women, menopause begins when their children are in adolescence. The perfect storm of hormone fluctuations. Other women have told me how this new volatility and intolerance are impacting their relationship with coworkers and subordinates. So emotional volatility is a real issue for all the reasons I just mentioned. So many women have told me that they felt they were losing their minds and that it was a great relief for them to learn that they weren't. That what they were feeling and experiencing was, first of all, caused by something physiological, and secondly, that it was entirely treatable and would go away. The fact is that the irritability and mood swings seen in menopause, what doctors refer to as emotional ability if you want to go and read more about it, are absolutely a function of the fluctuation of certain hormones, most particularly the sex hormones E2 and P4, but also of adrenaline and cortisol because they're affected by the fluctuations of E2 and P4. It's much like experiencing PMS, but without a period, and it doesn't stop after a few days. So let's take a quick peek at the underlying science. As you get to know me, you'll notice I always like to go back to the science. That's where the truth lives. Okay, so all hormones are also neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are the chemical communicators between your brain cells. They play a very important role in your brain function, behavior, and mental capacity. Without estrogen and progesterone, you're missing some very important brain signals that will eventually lead to diminished memory and lowered production of other neurotransmitters, such as serotonin, dopamine, and GABA, which you need in order to feel good, stay calm, and sleep well. Hormones also interact with each other and impact mood. Estradiol and progesterone are no exception. Estradiol directly impacts how much adrenaline and cortisol you secrete under stress. The higher these levels get, the more irritable you will become. The truth is that there's just no way for your brain to function optimally without the presence of your sex hormones. I know, it happened to me. Now, for those women who might be thinking, oh yeah, I remember those days when I was like that. Thank goodness they're over and I don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm going to repeat myself. There is no way for your brain to function optimally without the presence of your sex hormones. While you might be beyond the irritability and emotional ability phase, you still have diminishing brain function. Over time, the loss of E2 and P4 manifests as a loss of mental sharpness, focus, diminished memory, etc., and can lead to apathy and depression. Believe me, I've treated many, many women who came to me after being in menopause for a long time, well past the volatile years, and were now facing these kinds of problems. And then there's another category of women well into their menopause. Those who came to see me for other problems, such as bone loss, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, weight gain, not because they realized they were experiencing mood changes and diminished brain function, but for these other issues that necessitated that I restore their sex hormones. And what happened when they got their sex hormones back? In so many of these cases, they woke up to the fact that they had been living in a fog. They didn't know it until the fog lifted. This fog, as so many of them describe it, is insidious. It comes on slowly like dirty glasses. You don't notice it for a while, but when you clean them, it makes a world of difference. I've seen it happen countless times. By restoring women's sex hormones and balancing out all of their other hormone systems, lo and behold, their brain function is restored. Their depression and apathy are dissipated, and they once again recognize themselves as the women they used to be. A miracle? Absolutely not. Just science. I do love that science. They had diminished brain function due to a deficit of neurotransmitters. Restore the hormones, restore the neurotransmitters. So if you want your brain back, okay, I feel like I'm reading you a ransom note here. If you ever want to see your brain again, then you're going to have to take bioidentical hormones in a bioequivalent manner. You have to restore your brain's neurotransmitters. There really is no way around this. But wait, I've been asked this before. Why can't I just go to the store and buy some GABA or something to boost serotonin and dopamine? Well, you can. And it might help a little for a little while. And maybe it's something you do until you get your hormones back in balance. But it's another case of treating the symptoms, not treating the cause. You may have more GABA, serotonin, or dopamine on board for a short time, but you still don't have any estradiol and progesterone, which are also neurotransmitters. And since all neurotransmitters interact, you still don't have the same brain effect. You still have to have E2 and P4 in the mix. Nice try, but you still need to restore and rebalance your sex hormones. Okay, time's up. I do hope you're finding the menopause minutes to be helpful. I think you are because I'm getting so many comments and, of course, more questions. Always more questions, which I'll keep doing my best to answer, so keep them coming. Next time, I'm going to talk about the dangers of taking hormones orally. It's a serious problem. If you take your hormones in a pill or tablet form, be sure to listen. Until then, be good to yourself.